So it seems like there's also some mixed feelings about what to do clinically here. And I hear some of you saying that you would particularly consider it in a maintenance post-chemotherapy thing and a little bit of option of continuing it from the point of relapse. But as you say, it seems like either or nothing would be justifiable, Ram?
So I just wanted to add a few things. EGFR mutation is actually present almost always in the founder clones. In other words, this is a causative lesion causing transformation. This is not acquired later in evolution of the lung cancer. So in other words, this is what causes the disease in these patients.
Same thing with ALK?
ALK, we don't know. We haven't studied ALK to the extent. I can talk about EGFR confidently. But most importantly, when we biopsy these patients who have been on EGFR TK inhibitors, who have had EGFR mutation, we have never seen the sensitive mutation disappear. In other words, the exon 19 deletion will always be there if it was there before. And what happens is subclones evolve, but the original clone that had the EGFR mutation never disappears. And so that's why we have this problem. You know, if you don't treat them, that clone would expand. And that's why you see in studies when there is a treatment break from EGFR TK inhibitors, when you start them back, again, you see some tumor shrinkage. Because a sensitive clone never goes away, it's just been overrun by other clones, people like us tend to keep them on a lorlatinib. I don't think that this is something that we can say you have to stop or you have to continue, because what happens is if you don't continue a lorlatinib and they have disease progression, at some point, if you have given them a break after 3 or 4 or 5 months, you can go back and retreat them. You will see some decrease in tumor size. That's because now the sensitive clone has expanded even more because it's got biologically more advantageous, you know, growth pattern. So that's why we will never settle this issue by doing these studies biologically. You know, like the progression-free survival improves with EGFR TK inhibitors in the front line, but you never improve overall survival. So you can either give it at the time of disease progression, continue it, or you can do it much later after a break. So I don't think there's one way or the other we can say this is the right thing to do.
So I would assume that how well the patient tolerates the erlotinib would be out on the table. This lady sounded like she really didn't have that much of a problem, as opposed to somebody who has horrendous toxicity. I would guess that might be a factor.